Well, we've been talking about the death, burial, resurrection of Christ, and that he's risen. And our message today is about a risen Jesus that wants us to be alive. And when I was thinking about this, I thought about, first I'd like to say that the Lord wants us to be excited when we come to church. He wants us to be alive. I thought about, and this is where you stop the tape, guys, but a few years ago, I went to a Carrie Underwood concert with my wife and two friends. And I wouldn't like you to spread that around, but it was full of women. And I think my buddy and I were the only two guys in the whole stadium. And when just before she came out and the music started, everybody got excited. And they were chanting, and they were starting to sing her songs. And I felt out of place, to be honest with you. I didn't want to be going, you know, with a bunch of women in this big concert. But I'm saying that to say this. You know, there's times that we need to be alive. And, you know, my wife, I told this in the first one, she'll be upset because she wasn't here. But when we go to basketball games, our kids have always played basketball. Now, my wife is typically a quiet lady, if you notice, and very reserved. But look, when she gets into a basketball game with one of her kids, like, she gets out of hand. Like, I've had to say, Deidre, you need to settle down, or they're going to put us out of this game. But God wants us to be alive. You know, in Revelations, it says if we're lukewarm, he's not interested in that. He'll spew us out of his mouth. He wants us to be hot. He doesn't want us to be lukewarm or cold. And so we need to know how to be alive. You know, how are you going to be alive today? Well, I'm going to tell you how. We went through the series on the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. And now Jesus is ascending, and what's he say to us? He says he's going to send us the Holy Spirit that's going to be our helper. The power we need to live on this earth is through the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that John baptized with water, but soon after you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And if we go on, it says that they were all gathered in one room like this. They were all gathered, and they began to pray. And there was a shake, there was a rush, wind, and the Holy Ghost ascended, filled them all. They were all filled. See, if we want to be alive today in our lives, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Not just a little bit. We know that when we become a Christian, the Holy Spirit comes into us. But a lot of times, we just leave it at a little bit. And we need to be filled. I think about a battery. If a battery is almost dead, and in your car, and you turn the key on, your lights will come on just dim. But when you go to turn the motor, it just goes, won't start. But when that battery is totally charged, when it has full charge, you turn that key and it'll just whirl that and that engine will fire. And that's the way it is in our life. If we're full of the Holy Ghost or filled with the Spirit in the fullness, we'll be on fire. We'll be alive. We won't be dead. We won't be talking doom and gloom. We'll be talking about the power of God. And that's what we need in our life, is to be filled to overflowing. You see, the disciples, you know, you can look at the story with Peter and John. They were outside going to the temple to pray, and there was a lame man that had been crippled all of his life, and they put him there to beg for money. And Peter and John went in there to pray, and at the gate, the guy began to ask him for money. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none. But such as in the name of Jesus," he says, right? Rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He had power right? They knew he had been with Jesus. They knew he was full of the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what's lacking today in our lives. If we're full of the power of the Holy Spirit, we should have signs and wonders following us. Signs and wonders. We're the church of Christ. We should be full of power. People should come to us. We should be able to lay hands on the sick and they recover. We should be able to pray over people that are in need and they should have their needs answered. You should be able to pray over a kid that's lost and start to pray in the Spirit and say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit that would pull them away from the kingdom of God, and I release the power of God in their life to come back in the name of Jesus. We need to take the power and authority that God has given us and not sit back and be dead and powerless today. We need the power of Jesus in our life. We need that Holy Spirit. The Bible says he's life to us. And the Word also says it's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit, says the Lord. It's power in the Spirit. We need to find that place to get along with Jesus and to just allow the Spirit of God to just flow in us. You know, like I've been praying lately, Lord, I want a double portion of your Spirit in my life. I want a double portion of your anointing in my life. I don't want to be dead. I don't want to be dry. I don't want to be downtrodden. I don't want to be depressed. I want to be filled with your Spirit. And you know what? When you begin to take that approach and you say, and you grab onto the hem of Jesus' garment and you begin to press in and not give up, he'll fill you. He will fill you. Pastor Ken said in the first service at the end, he said there was a thing years ago they used to say in church when we grew up, you had to get under the sponge. And that spoke to where the glory came out. And you know what? There's times we got to get under the sponge. There's times that we need to get charged up. We need to get the battery charger and click it right on us and get charged up in the Spirit to be alive. We should be coming here and being alive and excited to be here, not just come in to warm a pew, as they used to say, not just putting going through the motions, but we should be alive. Jesus wants you alive today. He wants you powerful today. He wants you to be able to say unto the mountains in your life, be thou removed, be cast into the sea. And when, you know, there's a difference between saying, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. You know, you're going to do it. There's a difference. When you come out of your prayer closet and you're full of the Holy Spirit, there's a difference the way you say it. You don't say it, you know, be removed. You'll look at the enemy and you'll say, you have no authority in my life. You have no dominion in my life. I command you in the name of Jesus to be gone. Right? We speak with power and authority. And they knew that with Peter and John. They looked at them and they knew that these guys were two uneducated, untrained men. It says that in Acts. But they were full of the power of God. They were full of the Holy Spirit. And they noticed that. They recognized that. They seen the gifts in operation. They seen the supernatural take place because they were filled. That's the place we need to be at today. If you want to be alive, get yourself filled up. Get under the spout where the glory comes out. Get under the spout where the glory comes out. If that means you've got to lock yourself in your room and pray and not let go until the Lord fills you up, then do it. If you get up in the middle of the night, I've been getting up in the middle of the night and saying, Lord, fill me. Fill me. Fill me up. Fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your anointing. Fill me with your power. I want to be full of life. I want to be full of power. I want to do your works here in the kingdom until you come. We need to be filled. We need to be filled. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things. And it says in John 14:26, it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, to whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring things to your bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. I can remember I was filled with the Spirit when I was just a young child. I can remember that as probably 13 years old. You could take it to the same place where I got filled with the Spirit. But I can remember I'd go to school. And before that, I'd study for a test or something. I'd say, Lord, bring this up to my remembrance. And he would. He would help me remember things when I was writing a test or exam. Sometimes I didn't study a lot. I'd cram the night before and read through, and then in the next day I'd ask Jesus to help me get down on my knees. But, you know, the Holy Spirit will bring things to our remembrance. He'll teach us things. The Holy Spirit will teach us the ways of God. He'll make the Word become alive. You know, have you ever just read the Bible and you read a scripture and you read a scripture and then all of a sudden, bang, light comes on? That Holy Spirit will just kind of bring it alive to you. He's our teacher. He can teach us the things of God, how to act, how to respond to people. He'll teach us how to love people, how to care for people. The Holy Spirit will bring us alive. You see, it's about us being alive in the Spirit. Right? He sent the Holy Spirit to help us. He's our teacher. He'll also lead us and guide us. You know, I can think through my life, different times the Holy Spirit led me in things that I would pray about. You know, I would pray about a business deal or a job or especially business deals. You know, should I do this? And the Lord would reveal it to me. The Holy Spirit would give you that, either that positive feeling inside or that negative feeling. You know, like how you feel sick, you know, I just don't feel comfortable with that. The Holy Spirit will lead us in areas in our life. He can guide us. He can give you an intuition is maybe the best word, how to handle things. You know, if we pray about things in our life, He'll always guide us in these areas. He'll lead us. I want to read a scripture to you that is kind of partial to me, and it's actually a portion. And it's in Psalms 23. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in pathways of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, Lord. Your word and your staff comfort me." Here's the one I like. "He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I want you to know that when you're full of the Spirit of God, He'll lead you. He'll prepare things when it doesn't look right. You might be going through a crisis and there's no answer to it, but He'll lead you through it. He'll prepare a table in the wilderness for you. If you haven't got 5 cents, and you have a bill coming due, put your trust and let the Holy Spirit lead you. Put your focus. Get filled with the Spirit. Because the filling is what brings you alive. When you're full, that overflow. The Holy Spirit, He intercedes and works on our behalf. In Romans it says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps our weakness. For we do not know how we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which can't be uttered." I looked in the Hebrew, and intercede means this. Well, this is the definition that came with it. It says, refers to the Holy Spirit interceding in every scene of our lives so that we can come in line with the Lord's eternal purpose. The content of these intercessions go beyond human language and includes bringing sacred mysteries into our daily walk with Christ. intercession. He intercedes for us. When you have somebody interceding or working on your behalf, I'm going to tell you, that's encouraging. When you have somebody that prays for you and intercedes, that's encouraging. I talked to Anka a couple weeks ago about something, and she says, don't worry about it. It's all taken care of. We prayed about it. We got it dealt with. It's great to know that we have God working on our behalf. He's interceding. He's caring for you. He's working things out. You know, I think back to my mother. My mother was a tremendous intercessor in prayer. And she would pray for me over and over again. I remember so much when I was dating. And every night I'd come home, you know, 1 o'clock. She'd be sitting in the living room in her chair, because Dad had his chair and Mama had her chair. And she'd be praying until I got home. And before I'd go, she'd lecture me. And she'd say, you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that when you're out. And you should be home by 11 o'clock, because nothing good happens after 11 o'clock. You need to be home. And so it always spoiled a date when you're out with a girl and you're thinking about giving them a kiss and then you're thinking about your mother. I'm praying for you. Don't you do this, you know. And they used to use the term petting. The younger ones wouldn't know what that means. I mean, it was beyond my time, too, but she used it because she was older. But you say, you know, there's no need of you guys being out petting. Pastor Ken probably knows that term. But my mom would pray for hours for me. She would intercede. Do you know the comfort it has when somebody's interceding for you? Many nights coming home late at night, you know, and, you know, there's a deer jump out in front of you, or, you know, the roads are bad, or, you know, you're out doing things you shouldn't do. But your mother's prayers, that intercessory prayer, is what gets you through. She kept me alive. I believe that. My mom's prayers, her intercessory prayers, kept me alive. You see, you have somebody interceding on your behalf. God's interceding. The Bible says that His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is interceding on our behalf. It's a huge comfort. It brings life to us. If you could just grasp that one thing, that somebody has got it all covered. He's interceding on your behalf. He's our intercessor. He's the intercessor. The Holy Spirit can cause you to spread the gospel. It says, but you have received power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, when we're full of the Holy Spirit, we have power. It causes us to spread the gospel. You say, well, I don't know if I really get that part. But it does cause us to spread the gospel. Think about it. When you're full of God, full, charged up, what do? You tell your friends about how good church was, or what God did for me in my life this week. He did this for me. He met my need here. He made a way when there was no way. He's my miracle worker. What are you doing? You're spreading the gospel. You're telling the good news of Jesus when you begin to allow that to come out of you. It's important that we're alive in our spirit. It's important that we're filled because we share the gospel. We're not talking about, oh, I got a headache today, or my legs bother me today. We're talking about the goodness of God when we're full. We're not concentrating on that bad knee. We're concentrating on what God has done for us. Amen? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our source in this day and age. God left us His Holy Spirit to the church to be strong. If our church wants to be strong, we need to be full of the Spirit. To overflowing. Not just a little bit. Because a little bit doesn't do much. But when we all get filled up and it starts to spill out, it becomes infectious. It comes infectious and it spreads and it ignites a move of God within us and within our midst. I can remember going to Christ for the Nations back in the 80s to the Voice of Healing seminar. And, you know, I was trying to be just an observer. And there was like, I don't know how many thousands of people there. But as soon as the music started, everybody jumped up. And they were clapping. And I'm not really a dancer. But they were dancing. And they were clapping and singing. And, like, I think people were looking at me to say, who's this weirdo? So I started clapping and I started moving a little bit. It was infectious. It caused this. You may not think that you can cause a fire to break out in the church, but you can just by your worship. Just by surrendering to God and allowing the Holy Spirit to move through you. You can ignite a fire that goes from one side to the other. We can ignite a fire in this city that sweeps through if we all allow the Holy Spirit to fill us, to overflow. Let's stand. As we get ready to close, I want us just to take a minute first. Let's just lift our hands and let's just thank the Lord for some goodness in our life. Let's just ask the Holy Spirit to just fill us afresh and anew. Let's just ask Him, Father, in the name of Jesus, just fill me fresh and anew today. Fill us fresh and anew today. Give us an overflow. Give us an outpouring of Your Spirit. Lord, let us find the spout and get under it. Let us find the spout and get under it. We worship You. We magnify You today. We magnify You. Is there anybody here this morning that would say, by the raising of your hand, I want to be filled to the overflow? Amen. I want to be filled. I'm just going to pray over you guys right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that Your Holy Spirit will fill us up just like in the days of Acts. Allow us to be a church like in the days of Acts, full of the Holy Spirit, that would take authority over the devil, that would have signs and wonders, that would be full of the power. Lord, allow us to be a church that will start a fire within ourselves first and spread through our church and spread through our city and spread through our nation. Lord, take the fire and let it burn in us. Give us a fresh outpouring. I pray that You'll do that to everyone in this midst. Lord, I pray that they'll go home here, that they'll want to press in more, that they'll be unsatisfied where they're at, that they'll want to shove forward and be filled, that they won't give up until You give them a filling. I pray that today in the name of Jesus. We bless You, Jesus. We ask this all in Your powerful name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I challenge you this week. Take these words and begin to apply them in your life. Get alone with the Lord. Get filled up. Begin to recognize that the Holy Spirit is your teacher and that He's your guide and that He'll lead you in every endeavor in your life. Spread the gospel. Spread the gospel. Pastor Ken.
Amen. Great message this morning. One we need to all hear and experience. You know the practical application of it? You need to be filled every day. And different things fill different ones of us. Some of you may be listening to music and that really excites you and you feel the life of God when you're listening to music. Others it might be when you pray and you spend some time with the Lord or in the Word of God. Others it might be hearing preaching and go on the internet and turn on a preacher that inspires you and listen to a message. I went in this morning as Larry was preparing his message. I went by his office and went in, and in the background, T.D. Jakes was preaching in the background. Because that's what charges Larry. And we all have a different thing. So find what fills you. And take time to be filled every day. Don't leave in the morning until you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Because it makes all the difference in the world. Just a great morning. So many different ways. The baby dedication, communion, hearing this good word. Go out in the power of the Holy Spirit. If you would like prayer, maybe something has just come to your mind that, you know, throughout the service, we're here. We'd be happy to pray with you at the close of this meeting. Otherwise, go in the name of the Lord. Spend some time together in fellowshipping out in the cafe. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.